Hey, welcome to week three of our Introduction to Business course. Today we're going to be discussing competing in the global marketplace. We're going to explore how businesses operate across boundaries, why nations trade, the barriers they face, and how companies can thrive globally. We'll also reflect on biblical principles that guide ethical and purposeful global business. Global trade is no longer optional. It's essential. It allows businesses to access new markets, source materials efficiently, and compete on a global scale. U.S. companies like Apple and Starbucks generate significant revenue from international markets, but global trade is a two-way street. Foreign companies also compete in the U.S. market. As Proverbs 13:11 reminds us, dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. Global trade, when done with integrity, fosters sustainable growth. Now that we understand the importance of global trade, let's explore how it's measured and what it means for a nation's economy. Trade is measured through exports, imports, balance of trade, and balance of payments. A trade surplus occurs when exports exceed imports, while a trade deficit is the exact opposite. Exchange rates also play a crucial role. Currency appreciation or depreciation affects the cost of goods across borders. Understanding trade metrics helps nations and businesses make wise decisions. Luke 14 says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost? That is wise advice. With the basics of trade measurements in mind, let's examine how nations choose to trade in the first place. So nations trade because of absolute and comparative advantages. Some countries can produce certain goods more efficiently, while others benefit from specializing in what they do best. This leads to lower prices, better quality, and more choices for the consumers like us. Ecclesiastes 4:9 reminds us, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. Trade is a partnership that benefits all involved when done fairly. Despite the benefits, global trade isn't without its challenges, as we're seeing right now. But let's look at the barriers that can hinder international commerce. Trade barriers include natural barriers like geography and language, tariff barriers, which we are seeing a bunch of right now currently in 2025, such as taxes on imports, and non-tariff barriers like quotas and embargoes. These obstacles can limit access to markets and raise costs for consumers. To overcome these barriers, nations and organizations work together. Let's explore how this is fostered. So there's organizations such as the World Trade Organization, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund that promote fair trade. They resolve disputes and support those developing nations. And then we have trade agreements like NAFTA or the North American Free Trade Agreement. And the EU has created economic communities that reduce barriers and encourage cooperations across the EU. Global trade agreements aim to foster peace and prosperity through collaboration. With trade agreements in place, how do companies actually enter the global marketplace? Well, let's find out. Companies can go global through exporting, licensing, franchising, joint ventures, and direct investment. Each method has its risks and rewards. Companies like McDonald's and Walmart have adapted their strategies to meet local needs while maintaining global standards. This is very important. Companies need to understand the local needs and the local culture. Operating globally brings both opportunities and threats. Let's examine what businesses face in the international arena. So, places have political instability. That could be an issue. Cultural differences and economic disparities can all pose a risk to a business. However, opportunities abound in emerging markets. Technology innovation and cross-cultural collaboration are just some of the opportunities available out there for businesses. But understanding the local context and seeking wise counsel is key to global success. Some of the most influential players in global trade are multinational corporations. Multinational corporations like Coca-Cola, Microsoft, and Samsung operate across borders, bringing innovation, jobs, and investments. They also face scrutiny over labor practices and environmental impacts. Multinational corporations have power to influence the world for good. But if they're not led ethically, they have the power to influence the world for bad. So lastly, we're going to look at some trends that are shaping the future of global business. Market expansion, resource allocation, and the rise in China and India as their markets grow, right? Furthering technology and innovation and shifting demographics are transforming how businesses compete globally. The global marketplace is constantly evolving, and businesses must adapt with vision and purpose. Global business is more than just economics. Remember, business is about people. It's about purpose, and it's about principles. It's about finding needs and fulfilling those needs of consumers. Each one of us has the opportunity to shape the world where commerce reflects compassion and competition is guided by character, all within our sphere of influence. So I challenge you today to think about how you can be compassionate and be guided by character as you walk this life. Thank you for joining on this journey in the global marketplace. I pray that you have a great week, and we'll see you next time. God bless.